For the Bush administration, a political dilemma is emerging in Iraq. As Iraqis begin practicing democracy, they may do things the U.S. doesn't want them to, as with delaying the Status of Forces Agreement. In the most recent issue of the New Yorker magazine, George Packer writes about trying to establish Islamic democracies in the Arab world and trying to fight the war on terror at the same time. George Packer, you write in your article in the New Yorker that the administration fundamentally has misidentified the problem in this region of terrorism. Terrorism, you say, is not the enemy. What do you mean by that?
Terrorism is a method, a very effective method of achieving certain political ends. But it's a method used by all sorts of groups all over the world. What we face and have faced, you know, for a decade or more, and especially since September 11th, is terrorism in the hands of a movement, an Islamist totalitarian movement, which has now taken root in Iraq since we went into Iraq last spring. And as a result, to say that we're simply trying to get rid of terrorism suggests that this is primarily a military struggle or a struggle of military and police action. And once we get rid of the terrorists, the problem will be solved. But in fact, terrorism is the symptom of a political culture which is not going to go away simply because we eliminate faces in a deck of cards. And I think the Bush administration over and over again has shown, although they do talk about democracy and freedom as being what we want to bring to the Middle East, their actions have been inadequate to that. They've fought this as a military war primarily, and as a result, I think while we may be winning on certain military fronts, I feel that we're losing the war of ideas, we're losing the political war, and that is the war that matters.
But you also are very critical of Democrats. You say that they haven't even bothered to join the discussion about what should happen in Iraq.
Absolutely. Since September 11th, the Democratic Party has forfeited its role as the opposition, has reacted sometimes simply by saying me too, other times by simply opposing and criticizing. Right now, Iraq is a big target of criticism, but I haven't heard any of the leading Democratic candidates or other leading figures in the party, with one or two exceptions, lay out exactly what they would do if they had power and responsibility in Iraq, which is the most important battlefield we're in right now.
You don't think that the Democrats have adequately laid out ideas for what they would do in Iraq?
They have certain bromides, such as internationalize it, which you hear a lot. We mustn't cut and run. It's another phrase that you hear. But by their actions, they too have shown that they're not so serious about it. Both Senator Edwards and Senator Kerry voted against the $87 billion reconstruction package, which was really the one vote by which they could say, we're in it for the long haul in Iraq. We're actually going to ask the president to do more. We're going to hold him to his own commitments. Instead, by voting against it, they sort of said, we're not going to hold anyone to any commitments. You know, Iraq is up for grabs, and we might not stay the course there.
When you go to Iraq and look around, what are the things you think could be done that the administration or perhaps the political opposition should be strongly advocating and trying to carry out?
I think from the beginning, several things should have been happening that weren't, but it's very late in the day for all of them. One is to find and try to empower Iraqi groups who can provide a kind of moderate center to withstand the incredible buffeting of winds of sectarian groups that we're now seeing in Iraq as Iraq moves toward the return of sovereignty. And I think the second thing is we certainly do need more international help. We needed it from the beginning, not just because there's expertise that we're missing in Iraq, which there is, and money, but also simply for political legitimacy. We see now that the Americans have turned to the UN to solve the problem of the electoral timetable. That shows that the Americans simply don't have legitimacy in the eyes of the majority of Iraqis to make these basic decisions about the future of the country.
George Packer writes about Iraq for the New Yorker magazine. George, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.